I'm Amy Holmes, and I'm here with Andrea Bernstein, and we're filling in for John Hockenberry. So, Andrea, we've been following very closely the Afghanistan elections, presidential elections on Thursday. Campaigning has officially ended, but this may be the quiet before the storm. We have with us Glenn Cowan, an international election observer working for Democracy International, an American-based organization that manages democracy and governance programs internationally. He joins us from Kabul, Afghanistan. So, Glenn, you're going to be on the ground. What are your main concerns?
The principal concern that we have for our international election observers is that the security situation here does not become so serious that it impedes our ability to help the Afghan people in promoting the integrity of these elections. We are managing that threat by providing good security for our 60 international monitors.
So, Glenn, tell us about some of the preparations that you've been taking.
Our principal preparation is to make certain that we have recruited international observers who are experienced. Many of them have worked in Afghanistan before, or they've certainly worked in the region. We then provide them with a good deal of physical security. They have professional security advisors with them all the time, and they are diligent in the way they approach making their appointments, who they visit with, how they go about having these conversations.
So, Glenn, just practically speaking, are you wearing body armor?
We have body armor with us. We have helmets with us. We have armed security with us. As we approach polling stations and as we have gone to interviews, we do not wear our body armor to those interviews. We will not wear body armor in the polling stations. We do have a responsibility to the Afghan voter not to create more problems than we're here to try to help solve. So we maintain a very low security profile when we're in the presence of the election places and the voters.
So, Glenn, we recently spoke to the Afghanistan ambassador to the United States, and he had some interesting things to say about the possibility that President Karzai may try to buy the vote. I want you to listen to this clip.
So if he is winning, while there will be a need for him to rig the vote, as you have seen it on the poll, he has at least a 20% margin over the next running mate in Afghanistan. But all of us should work hard to make sure that this election is transparent, and if there are concerns, I think they should be addressed through the election commissions, through our friends in the international community. There will be 600 monitors in Afghanistan. And even if some person is able to buy a few voting cards, but the only one person will be able to vote once.
So as an election observer, what do you make of that?
We bring to this observation experience running back over 25 years, and in many countries, we're accustomed to the charges that there will be manipulation of the process or that there will be cheating. We understand all of the ways in which that can be accomplished and are prepared to try to deter such actions in the first instance, but if not, to be able to detect them and to report on them accurately.
So are you confident that this election will be credible?
I think the first criterion is whether or not the environment is secure enough to permit the voters to go to the polls, and that I can't conjecture on. If I think back to Pakistan a year ago, where we led an international election observation, and in the 5 and 6 days leading up to the 18 February poll there were 20 or 30 instances of bombing and suicide attacks in the country, and there was huge concern as to whether or not the voters would be able to go to the polls. And on election morning, as I expect may be the case here, turnout was very light initially as the voters assessed whether or not it was safe to approach the polls. Once they recognized that they could, in Pakistan at least, they turned out in very large numbers. So I wouldn't be surprised if what you see here is a slow start to the process, and then as voters make conclusions about the security environment, the turnout will get larger.
So very quickly, Glenn, another question that I know we've had all week. Are women a particular security concern in this election cycle?
I think the men in the household are concerned about women family members. And one of the reasons for a slow turnout in the morning is that the men in the household want to wait and see what the security environment is before feeling comfortable having women members of the household go to vote.
Glenn Cowan, I want to thank you so much for joining us. That was Glenn Cowan, an international election observer working for Democracy International. Now we're going to be bringing in Martin Patience, BBC correspondent in Afghanistan, who joins us from Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan. Martin, thanks for coming in.
Not at all.
So let's talk about the story we're reporting on, Afghan elections. Is this the calm before the storm now that campaigning has stopped?
Well, it's very difficult to know, obviously, what's going to happen on Thursday. We have had two big attacks inside the heart of Kabul, the capital city, which is about 250 miles away from where I am currently. And I think those attacks are significant because they have a psychological impact. If the insurgents, and they said they want to disrupt this process, if they can strike in the heart of the city, the heart of the capital, then I think it's fair to say they could strike almost anywhere in the country, and that's of real concern, I think, to Afghan voters, so, particularly in the south and the east, where the insurgency is at its strongest.
So, Martin, characterize for us, you know, here in the States, what is the mood? Is there tension in the air? Does it feel like people are sort of coiled up, waiting for the next bomb?
Well, it depends where you are in the country. I was in the south a month ago, and it's incredibly tense down there. There's British and American soldiers, tens of thousands of them deployed down there. There's improvised explosive devices. It's incredibly dangerous. Now, in the capital, Kabul, the security situation, although we have seen two attacks recently, is generally speaking pretty good. It's a normal city. It's a bustling city. There's commerce going on. People go to work. Children go to school. And now I'm up in the north, and actually the north is the most relaxed of all of them. You know, the roads are good, there's electricity, business is booming. I was just in a factory today, a tomato factory, which produces 300,000 bottles a month, which it exports to the neighbouring countries. So it depends where you are in Afghanistan. There are parts which are incredibly violent, but there are other parts, particularly where I am now, which are actually thriving.
So quickly, yes or no, I know it's hard to say, but are Afghanis optimistic about these elections or cynical?
Yes and no. I think it's 50-50. Again, it depends where you are in the country and if the government has a presence there. Certainly here in the north, they seem to be optimistic. In the south, I think there's a greater degree of pessimism.
Well, Martin, I want to thank you so much for coming in and joining us and giving us a lay of the land. That was Martin Patience with the BBC from Afghanistan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.